The question of who is Jesus is one that we find throughout the Gospels, whether voiced that way or perhaps by other questions people asked. And Jesus himself even asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And this gospel, these two miracles, are another answer to the question of who is Jesus. Because both of these miracles involve someone touching Jesus or Jesus touching someone who would be considered unclean. To have a flow of blood, if we read in Leviticus in the Old Testament, would be to be considered ritually unclean. And anyone who had contact with that person would also be unclean, having come in contact with life, for the life is in the blood, as it says in Leviticus, and would have to go through ritual purification, washing, changing of garments, and certainly for a priest who was about to serve, would have to go through a ritual of purification. And we see that this woman with the flow of blood touches Jesus. But no one says that he's become unclean. As a matter of fact, in her robbing power from Jesus, because it says she came up behind him secretly, grabbed hold of him, and she was healed. The woman was cured, who had spent all of her money on doctors for 12 years. To cure her, and she was cured. And then Jesus finishes his journey and goes to Jairus' house, where he was told the daughter was sick, but he arrives and she is dead. And to touch a dead person also, if we read in the book of Leviticus and in the Old Testament, it was to make one ritually unclean. Because death was something not to be touched. It was not life, but death, something apart from God. And Jesus, he touches this child, and she comes back to life. He does not become unclean by the woman touching him, nor by him touching the child. Because those who have the eyes to see understand that he is not one rabbi among many teaching the law. He is God. He is the Holy of Holies, the temple itself. God resting in human flesh, dwelling in us. He is the Holy of Holies. So, anything unclean that comes in contact with him is rendered clean. So the woman who was impure, unclean, that is to say, through her flow of blood, is rendered clean and healed. The dead daughter, death, uncleanness, she is brought back to life. Because this is God. It is the Holy of Holies itself, Christ, whom we call in the liturgy Holy of Holies. And for the Jews, they understood that was that place in the temple where only the high priest could go once a year. And so the early Christians understood that the Holy of Holies in the temple was where Christ dwelt. And now he dwells in the flesh among us. And if we look more deeply into Scripture, we can understand why, when Christ died on the cross, the curtain in the Holy of Holies tore in two. Because the Holy of Holies died upon the cross. And we can understand why his dying was also a stumbling block for the Jews. because they could not comprehend how God could be in the place where death is. That he could die, become unclean, so to speak, according to the law. That he comes to purify us from these things. He who is the Holy of Holies. So that we are like the woman in the gospel. We reach out to grab him when we come here to the Holy Liturgy. We reach out to grab him, to receive him in his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. So that we are cleansed. The body and blood of Christ for the remission of sins and for life eternal are the words that are spoken as we receive God into us. And even the prayers after communion speak of it as being a coal of fire. God, a coal coming into us who are dust and ashes already. And we aren't consumed. We are healed. We come to life in him. He purges our sins in receiving him, so that he alone lives in us, so that we no longer are the tabernacle of all types of uncleanness, of sin, of envy, of selfishness, but rather we are his tabernacle, him living in us, who purifies us, cleanses us. And he waits here, and he comes to us again and again. Because we will leave the doors of this church, go back to our daily life, to our passions, to our sins, and we will come back again, and he waits for us like that woman to grab hold of him, so that we conquer him, and he conquers us by becoming everything in us. Everything. So that it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us, to the glory of the Father with the Holy Spirit. Amen.